بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما رسالة درود شريف اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most glorified, the most supreme, the most exalted, the one who controls all affairs, the one who sustains the universe. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather once again in His masjid on one of the greatest days of the week, Sayyid al-Ayyam, Yawm al-Jum'ah, that the King of all days is the day of Jum'ah, the day of Friday. And we also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather in perhaps one of the greatest days in Islamic history, which is the 10th of Muharram, Yawm al-Ashura. This day is a very significant day in Islamic history. From before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till Yawm al-Qiyamah, this date will continue having significance. One of the first major things that's mentioned by Imam Jalaluddin al-Sayyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the great mujaddids of this ummah, he says that on the date of 10th of Muharram, there are many events that took place. The first of which being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sun, the moon, and the stars. This is one of the first major things that took place on the 10th of Muharram. The next thing Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti rahimahullah mentions, that he created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram, on Yawm al-Ashura. Then he also mentions that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, his tawbah was accepted on the 10th of Muharram. And then if we move on throughout all the lives of many Anbiya alayhi salam, a lot of Anbiya had a significant moment taking place on the 10th of Muharram. For example, you look at Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam with his ark, the ship that he had. This reached the Mount Judi on the 10th of Muharram, meaning the flood subsided and they were able to reach a safe space on the 10th of Muharram, Yawm al-Ashura. Then you look at the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And we know that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, perhaps one of the most famous stories of his life, was when he was freed from the oppression of Fir'aun and his people. And the people of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, they were able to reach the other side of the river. This took place on the 10th of Muharram, when they were freed from the oppression of Fir'aun. Another event that takes place in the life of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he was taken out from the well on the 10th of Muharram. Not only was he taken out from the well, but when he was in prison later on in his life, he was freed from prison on the 10th of Muharram. It's also mentioned Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was born on the 10th of Muharram. And furthermore, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, the prophet who he went away from his town and he was swallowed by a whale, he was freed from the depths of this whale on the 10th of Muharram as well. So we see in history, time after time after time, a lot of the Anbiya alayhi salam, a significant event in their life took place on the 10th of Muharram on Yawm al-Ashura. And then we also mention, and we also know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his grandson Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, was martyred on the 10th of Muharram in the plains of Karbala. This also took place on the 10th of Muharram, and in the books of history mentioned this took place on a Friday as well. Meaning, exactly 1,390 years ago, Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein radiallahu anhu was on the plains of Karbala and he was martyred on the 10th of Muharram on a Friday. And we are fortunate enough that it is the 10th of Muharram for us and it is also a Friday. So we are experiencing both ni'mas, both blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are blessed with two significant days, two blessed days in one. The day of Ashura and the day of Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from this day from what is left. And finally, it's also mentioned, Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment, it will take place on the 10th of Muharram. So this date carries a significance in the future as well. We've had events in the past. Now a major event will take place in the future, which is Yawm al-Qiyamah. It'll take place on the 10th of Muharram. Now, the lesson that can be taken from all the Anbiya alayhi salam that have experienced an event on Yawm al-Ashura and the life of Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein radiallahu anhu, one of the biggest lessons we can take is sabr. One of the biggest lessons we can take is patience. Every single prophet, alayhimus salam, they all exercised patience. They all had in their life, you know, they had the ability to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove them from any affliction. They had this capability. Because we know the du'as of the anbiya, they are not rejected. So Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, whatever afflictions they were hit with, they could have made dua straight away to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove them from this affliction. This is a possibility for the anbiya alayhimus salam. But what we can see and what we learn, that the anbiya alayhimus salam, instead of making dua for freedom from any affliction, instead they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for patience. This is one of the biggest lessons we can take. Patience is one thing which every single Nabi exercised. Patience is a sunnah of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, of all the Anbiya alayhi salam, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced a lot of patience in his life. And not just the Rasul alayhi salam, but even after his life, his grandsons, say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, radiyallahu anhuma, they exercised patience in their lives too. It's a life that we can take, it is a lesson that we can take from their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the biggest glad tidings He gives is for those who are patient. He says, "Inna Allah ma'a sabirin." Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Allah is with those who exercise sabr. Meaning, whenever an affliction comes to you, whenever tribulation comes to you, you have sabr. You have patience. You do not question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to why. You do not say, "Why did Allah do this to me? Why has this happened to me? Why has this occurred to me?" No, instead, take this as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single time you are afflicted with a tribulation, think of this as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change your mindset. Change the way you think about things in life. Do not ascribe to the way that we see on TV or in movies, that whenever something bad happens to you, you need to start screaming and wailing and crying. This is not the way of the Muslims. When a tribulation comes to you, you exercise patience. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be difficult to do. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you with something, it may be difficult for you to say Alhamdulillah. But this is where the real test is. That when you're afflicted with something, if you're able to say Alhamdulillah in such a situation, then know that you're amongst those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why He tests you, the reason why He afflicts you with tribulations, is to gain closest towards Him. Because He loves you and He wants you to gain more closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so He afflicts you with more tribulations. He tests you even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about Jannah. He said that, "Do you think you will attain Jannah just from doing nothing, just from easy work? No. Rather, you'll be tested and tested and tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only after you are tested, then you'll be able to attain Jannatul Firdaus, inshaAllah." So this world is a world of tests. This world is a world of tribulations. This world is any time you have anything bad happen to you, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Tahawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, Al-Aqidatu Tahawiyya. And he mentions with regards to destiny and taqdeer. And in this chapter, he mentions that those people, whenever something bad happens to them, you should understand that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is already written for you. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that when my servant is afflicted with something, then he has a choice. The two choices, one choice is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other choice is to start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam al-Tahawi mentions, the one who begins to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his faith begins to shake. His faith becomes destroyed. Whereas the one who thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his iman becomes strengthened. His iman becomes stronger. He becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes from amongst those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So know, every single time you're afflicted with something, the best thing you can have is know that it is from Allah. When you know that it is from Allah, then what worry do you have? If Allah has afflicted you with something, then why should you be worried? Because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a moment, He can remove this and grant you everything in the world. And in a moment, He can remove everything and give you nothing. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no, you know, there's nothing that can stop Him. There's nothing that is hard for Him. Everything is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the life lessons we take from all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. They all exercised patience. They all had that sabr. And they knew that in the end, they will be given freedom from whatever oppression they were facing. For example, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, after so many days, he was freed. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, from the well, he was taken out after so much time. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, after so long, he was taken out from prison. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, after years of oppression, years and years of oppression at the hands of Fir'aun and his men, after so many years, he was eventually granted freedom from the oppression. So know that when you are in the dark, there is a bright side. I think the saying goes that the light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel for every single Muslim is Jannah. This is your light. This is your goal for every single Muslim. When you say the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your end goal is Jannah. That's what your goal is. That's what we all strive to attain. So this world, you're in the dark of the tunnel. You may be in the dark for the entire life. You may never be given freedom from any oppression in this life. But your freedom will be in Yawm al-Akhirah. It will be in the Day of Judgment, in the Day of the Hereafter, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. This is your light. So, as those living in this world, as I've mentioned this before, that we have myopic vision, meaning our vision is short-sighted. We only think about the next day. We only think about the next week. We should begin thinking about the Akhirah. Begin thinking about the hereafter. This is one thing that everyone has forgotten. You know, when we live our day-to-day lives, we forget about the Akhirah. We forget about Yawm al-Qiyamah. We forget about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. He's going to judge us on our deeds, on our good deeds and our bad deeds. So, whenever you go about your day-to-day lives, have this thought in your mind that Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge me one day. And that judging will be either eternal bliss in Jannat al-Firdaus, will be eternal punishment and torment in the hellfire. This is one thing which every single Muslim must always bear in mind. Jannah and Jahannam. These two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, countless times He mentioned the word Jannah and Jahannam. He mentioned this for us to remind us that this world is not your abode. This world is not your home. Your home is the Akhirah. That's where you're going to live forever and ever. Here is temporary. Here you will be tested. Here you will have pain. Here you will have sorrow. Here you will have oppression. You'll have all of these things in this world. But if you pass that oppression, if you pass that pain, if you pass that sorrow, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you'll be given najat, you'll be given freedom, and you'll be sent to Jannat al-Firdaus, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is the goal and life of every single Muslim, to attain Jannah. In your day-to-day lives, there's a few small things you can do just to increase yourself in terms of good deeds. I'm sure many people here have access to earphones or earbuds, yes, or headphones. Some of you may be those who do delivery driving, okay? In this situation, especially on Yawm al-Jum'ah, on the day of Friday, we advise to read Surah Al-Kahf, okay? We advise to read Surah Al-Kahf every single Friday to protect ourselves from the Dajjal, okay? So one thing you can do, if you're unable to recite it yourself, the minimum you can do is listen to it, okay? For those of you who are delivery drivers, you're always on the earphones anyways. So instead of turn that call off for a moment, listen to Surah Al-Kahf. It will only take you a few minutes. And once you listen to this surah, inshallah, and if you do this continuously, one method of memorizing the Quran is to listen. The more you listen to the Quran, the easier it will be for you to memorize it. And eventually, you'll be able to recite it by yourself as well, inshallah. So Surah Al-Kahf, every single Friday you should recite. Every single morning, after Salat al-Fajr, recite Surah Al-Yaseen. Surah Al-Yaseen is mentioned, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to Surah Al-Yaseen, that every single thing has a heart. Every single thing has a qalb. And the heart, the qalb of the Qur'an is Surah Al-Yaseen. So we advise to recite Surah Al-Yaseen after every single Fajr. And in the evenings at night, when you before you're about to sleep, recite Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk is a very short surah, only 30 ayats. It will take you 5 minutes to recite it. And this surah will save you from the torment of the grave, as mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are things you do in this world. The things you do in this world will directly affect your hereafter. If you recite the Quran more, you'll have more peace in the hereafter. If you recite the Quran less, you'll be wondering, why has this person got more, why have I got less? The Quran is something you should, every single Muslim must recite on a day-to-day basis, not once a year, not once a month, not when somebody dies. Every single day, the Quran should be on your lips. There are awliya in Sham. Sham, there's a great Abdal. He used to have a shop. He's a great alim, he's a great scholar. And he used to have a shop, and he used to run this shop on a day-to-day basis. Whilst he was running the shop, he mentioned he'd recite 10 ajza of the Quran every single day. Recite 10 chapters of the Quran every single day. So meaning every 3 days, he would complete the Quran once. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in Ihya that for a Muslim, the bare minimum should be to complete the Quran once a month. This is the bare minimum, Imam Ghazali mentions. And he says to be even better than that, you should recite it every week, meaning to complete, you know, the manzil that we have, the manzil, you have, it's split up into 7 days. To recite it once a week, this is the next level of a Muslim. This is the greatest level that you can achieve, is to recite the Quran once every 3 days. So, he didn't say you once a year, he didn't say once every 6 months. His basic, he said the basic Muslim, the bare minimum Muslim, must recite the entire Quran once a month at least. That's the bare minimum. He is saying this, Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the greatest thinkers of this ummah. This is what he says. And today, unfortunately, we barely recite the Quran. Now, inshallah, I'll just mention one thing which I've noticed for the past few months as I've been leading in Jum'ah. When I stand for the khutbah is the Arabic sermon. This is wajib for every single person to listen to. Okay? Meaning, if you're sat here, you must have your full attention only towards the khutbah. Not on your phone, not looking here and there, okay, not talking to one another. The full undiverted attention should be towards the khutbah. Okay, this is what the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions. That if you see somebody talking during the khutbah, do not even stop them from talking. Because if you stop them from talking, then you're amongst those who talk as well. I mean, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped the sahaba, he stopped anybody from talking during the khutbah. And the sahaba took this so firmly. It's mentioned that during the time of the Sahaba, when the khutbah would take place, they would sit so still that birds would sit on their shoulders during the khutbah. This is what the Sahaba would do. They sit that still. Today I see, when I'm standing for the khutbah, I see half of you guys on the phone. This should be avoided, inshallah. Now I'll go through the announcements. The first thing is that Salatul Fajr tomorrow will be from 5 a.m. So today it was 4:45, from tomorrow will be at 5 o'clock, inshallah. I think the bucket should be coming around, inshallah. So do donate towards the masjid when the bucket does come to you, inshallah. Next, we have every single week, every single Friday after Salatul Asr, we have a Reviving Light program. This is for all people, brothers and sisters invited, inshallah. And also today after Salatul Asr, we have the Reviving Light program, but just before that, we will have the Dua Ashura recited. Dua Ashura is that dua which is passed down from Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anhu, and there's immense benefits and rewards in reciting this dua, inshallah. And also for those who attend the gathering, just bear in mind that after Salatul Maghrib, iftar will be served for those who are fasting. And finally, there's some ladies' programs that take place. Tomorrow is the week, so tomorrow is the monthly ijtima in English from 11 a.m. to 12:30. This is for the sisters only. Tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12:30. And please encourage your sisters or your mothers to attend, inshallah. And also bear in mind, every single Tuesday from 10:30 to 12:30, the ladies have a gathering in the masjid as well, in the morning. And finally, we're all aware of the situation in Denmark and Sweden with regards to the Quran al-Kareem, the blessed book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they are burning the Quran. As Muslims, this is the most important book in our lives. There's nothing greater than the Quran for us. So as Muslims, we should show our love and support for the Quran. So today at 6:30 to 7 p.m., there's going to be a short gathering outside Stratford Station. So for those who want to show solidarity for the Quran, show your support for the Quran, show that Muslims are not those who will stand and be beaten when the Quran is being burnt. We are those that whenever anything comes against Islam, we are at the forefront. We are those who always stand for Islam. Look at the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. That when Yazid came and he showed his falsehood, when he was making those things which are haram into halal, who stood up in front of him was Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Even though he was outnumbered, he still stood in front. So as Muslims, today being Yawm al-Ashura as well, the day when Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred, take this lesson, and if you can attend, go to Stratford Station inshallah and show your support for the Quran. Jazakum Allah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا ومولانا محمدا على العالمين جميعا وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين متلوثين خطائين الهالكين شفيعا فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لديه صلاة تبقى وتدوم بدمام الملك الحي القيوم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المؤمنون رحمنا ورحمكم الله تعالى أوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل في السر والإعلان عن النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت عيما ما شئت كما تدين تدان فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر حكيم إنه تعالى ملك كريم جواد بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين لا سيما على أول بالتصديق أمين المؤمنين أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أعد الأصحاب أمين المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمين المؤمنين عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الغالب أمين المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى ابنيه الكريمين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله عنهما وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء البتول الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلينا معهم يا أهل التقوى أهل المغفرة. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا يا مولانا واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا يا مولانا ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأجل وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. عباد الله رحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Please ensure your rows are straight. Ensure that there are no gaps in your sufuf. Ensure that there are no gaps in your rows. Please do ensure that you are shoulder to shoulder. And also turn your phones off on silent or turn them off completely. جزاكم الله خير. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا حساب الميزان اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم تقبل منا ركوعنا وسجودنا وطاعتنا كلها وصلاتنا هذه صلاة الجمعة مع جماعة المسلمين اللهم عنا على تلاوة القرآن وذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا يا خير الرازقين اللهم وانصرنا يا خير الناصرين. اللهم انصر وارحم أهل فلسطين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا خطايانا كلها يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العافية وعلما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالإسلام. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالإيمان. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. اللهم نور قلوبنا بحب حبيبك الكريم صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم ببركة. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.